It's 5:02, 53 degrees in Ukiah. Time for a complete summary of news of Ukiah and the Redwood Empire, California, world and national news, as well as a look at sports and weather. Brought to you this noon by the National Association of Broadcasters. And I think I said it was 5 o'clock. It's really noon. It's 12:02. First off, parents of children attending Frank Zeke School, you'll be interested in this note. Principal Aubrey Enoch from Frank Zeke School says that they are having a water emergency there and that school will be dismissed at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So you parents will want to know that your children will be coming home early today. 3 o'clock dismissal at Frank Zeke School this afternoon. The People's Temple Christian Church of Redwood Valley, led by Pastor Jim Jones, has voted to contribute $2,000 to meet the demands of Patricia Hurst, who was taken hostage recently by the Symbionese Liberation Army. This morning, I asked Jim Jones about this situation.
My primary concern is just to help to save the life of a young woman. And, of course, secondarily, to make public our belief that if anything happens to her, it will only serve to aid those who want to bring about a Big Brother demagogic type of government. We only wish we could contribute more money at this time, but we can't because of our ongoing commitments to so many areas of charity, and we are only sustained by offerings, as you may know. Some people have the false rumor that we have properties transferred to us and so forth, but we've never had any properties transferred to us. We have to raise our money just like any church. But that was the primary reason, to help a young woman in distress. And as I said, secondarily, to see that it wouldn't lead to greater ramifications that could hurt our nation.
A number of people, members of your church, who I understand say they would refuse to take any of the food that the SLA is demanding.
Yes, we have obtained a consensus of over 500 of our membership who are on Social Security and all those few that are on welfare, that they will not take the $70 worth of food demanded by this so-called Liberation Army. People's Temple has, as you know, facilities to take care of its own people when their incomes can't meet their needs.
Pastor Jim Jones of the People's Temple Church. The People's Temple also recently gave $300 to each of the families of the innocent persons senselessly slain on the streets of San Francisco, as well as offered a reward for the capture of the murderers. The North Coast Supervisors Association is meeting today and tomorrow in Willits at...
This is a recording on K-Lil on the noon news broadcast, Thursday, February 14, 1974.
On the local scene. Donation by a church and a political rally. That's what's happening close to home. Brought to you by Mendocino Van and Storage, agents for Allied Van Lines, featuring full moving service. And by Ukiah Motor Sales, 955 North State Street, the people pleasers. People's Temple Church in Redwood Valley last night donated $2,000 to newspaper publisher Randolph Hearst to help him meet the demands made by the kidnappers of his 19-year-old daughter, Patricia. Pastor Jim Jones of the church explains why the donations were made.
Well, we feel, of course, that a young woman's life is at stake, and it's time that we all demonstrate what little we can to show the great American spirit of sharing. We wouldn't want to see her life forfeited for $300 million. It seems staggering, but I believe the Americans have the kind of spirit that can do something about this situation. At least we wanted to start the ball rolling, and that's why we did make our contribution. We wish we could give 100 times more.
Joan said that the church has close to 500 people on Social Security income who have denounced the idea of free food.
We felt that we could make this kind of contribution, plus the fact that in the Bay Area and in the local area, we have over 500 people on Social Security. We have very few people that are on welfare, but all those on Social Security and welfare have said they will not take their share of the $70, I think, approximately, which would mean then there would be another $35,000 or $40,000 that would save the hearse that they would have to raise.
Jones said the action of the kidnappers will lead to what he termed a Big Brother state in America.
I don't approve of their method at all, but I think that if we don't respond to this, I can see such horrible backlash. This type of anarchistic behavior is going to lead to Big Brother demagoguery, just in the name of maintaining law and order, a peace.
He said the donations from the church were his idea, and they, along with other donations, will give a positive attitude to the Hearst family.
Often some of the charitable activities they come from various elements of our church, but I believe it was my idea that we do something and do it quickly, because I was afraid that Mr. Hirsch's honest statement, he's seemingly so honest in his approach, I've had a new appreciation of him, saying that he couldn't meet this demand. I was afraid that if they weren't terrorists or troubled with psychopathic tendencies or deep neuroses, that anything could happen. And I wanted to give a positive note to counter this, and I see that many others have done. I believe the report is now $1 million is coming.
Pastor Jim Jones of the People's Temple Church in Redwood Valley, that $1 million that he spoke of has now been termed by the Hearst family as not a correct estimate, although they have no estimate now as to how much money has actually been donated. Students at the Frank Z.
This last item was taped from station KUKI on the 1220 local news, Thursday, February 14, 1974.
The Enoch of the Frank Zeke School. Again, parents should be reminded students will be coming home early. Civilian employment dropped during the months of October and through December by 2,150 people in Mendocino County. Most of that decline came in agricultural businesses. Despite the drop in employment, it was still higher than that of December 1972. The drop in agricultural employment was one of the sharpest since labor market specialists began keeping records in 1958. We'll have more news after this.